I didn't like being put on the spot. Anytime anybody found out that my name was Native American, a lot of the time they put you on the spot. So growing up in middle school, you were kind of like, when they'd hit California history, oh, you're the, like, token Indian, let's ask you some questions. And it led up, and I kind of had to build, like, a safety zone for myself, because it is very kind of triggering. You go into a place and you expect to learn things, and then it's like, you know, studying slavery and having a black kid in class and pegging them out, like, oh, you're not white, let me ask you some questions. And I think it's inappropriate. So I really started getting kind of bitter and resentful towards teachers as I progressed through the education system. And when I got into college, I took a Native American Studies class, partially because it was on my requirement and partially because I really wanted to start to learn more about tribal communities across the United States as well as my own, to see if there's information that maybe my dad hadn't, you know, told me, something that I could learn more. And I was in college paying for my education at that point, so take control over it a little bit. And I remember the teacher that was running the class, she kind of singled me out once again and was like, okay, well, we're covering, you know, Southern California history today, so this girl here, you know, is from one of the tribes, right? Right? And she kind of, like, expected me to go along with what she was saying. And I kind of stood up to her, and I said, look, I said, I don't feel comfortable with you singling me out. I said, I'm here to learn something, and just because there's a Native person in class doesn't mean that we're entitled to give you any information or to help you with your lesson plan for that day. And that day, I think I walked out of class. I was really, really upset. And she later apologized, and she just, you know, didn't consider that viewpoint, I guess, and how detrimental it could be for somebody being singled out in a classroom. And so growing up, constantly dealing with stuff like that, I didn't want to put myself out there